on the Block Talk
Block
Radio.
Block Talk Radio.
And, oh boy. Okay, anyway, welcome everybody. I think I'm on the air, okay, over there. Okay, all right. Welcome everybody, Sharon Kelly Show. Boy, we made it through another week. Jesus, Lord have mercy, Jesus. We made it through another week. So this is Ron Kelly's show, and it's on Broadcasting Live on Facebook and YouTube, and also tonight on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, we are on the air at blogtalkradio.com. The phone number for Blog Talk Radio is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Once again, 646-668-2838. So welcome back, all my blog talkers who have been riding with the Ron Kelly Show for a very long time. And shout out to my Facebook family, Facebook peoples, who had also been riding with the Ron Kelly Show. My homeboy, Ronald McCready. What's up, my brother? Appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. So we got a lot to talk about. And the NFL, I mean, I'll get to it. The NFL, 600,000 emails. See, you know, I'm supposed to have a guest later on. I'm not sure. I haven't seen or heard from this brother yet. But, you know, we're always prepared for that. So 600,000 emails. So John Gruden, who was the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, this is their first year in Las Vegas Raiders. And and so it was revealed by, you know, some pesky reporters, New York Times, I believe it was revealed that John Gruden had sent misogynistic, racist emails to another executive who worked for the Washington football team. See, because the initial investigation was into the Washington football team, and they just happened to stumble onto John Gruden. So John Gruden was just sailing along, and boom, what happened was is that they stumbled onto the John Gruden nonsense. You know, now let's get something straight here. You know, as far as NFL, a lot of us watch the NFL, you know, fans of Giants, the Cowboys, whoever, you know, black folks primarily, a big block of folks who watch the NFL. And the NFL is, you know, the NFL has not done much in regards to diversity. A lot of nice commercials featuring black athletes, but that's about it. Not much. Not much in the way of changing things. Because, like, for example, you have the Rooney Rule. This is Art Rooney, who's a former owner of Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Rooney Rule suggests that each team, when there's a opening, when there's a head coach opening, vacancy, that each team has to interview at least one or two black folks for the job. Now, it doesn't say they had to hire them. It just said that they had to interview them. So they could just interview two black people and just move on to somebody else that they really want to hire. So the Rooney Rule really doesn't have any teeth. You know what I'm saying? It has no teeth. So there's no again, the NFL has a lot of cutesy commercials, and you know, and they played a black national anthem in the beginning of some of the games and yada, yada, yada. But the NFL really hasn't done much in regards to their hiring policies. No. Now, so it's the first thing that happens to John Gruden. And you can tell Mark Davis, who was the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, really didn't have nothing to say. He didn't condemn John Gruden. He didn't say anything to John Gruden. He just said, hey, ask the NFL. They know everything. Like, he was upset that he lost his head coach. So this is the story that this is the story now. Well, John Gruden resigned. He didn't even get fired. He resigned. from the NFL because of what happened. So you got to figure the 650,000 emails, there's got to be something in there. I mean, I don't think there's 650,000 emails were sent to one person, you know, between Bruce Allen, who was the executive at the Washington football team, and John Gruden. So I don't think that all those emails are sent between just them two. And see, what has happened now is that the NFL has decided that they're not going to release any of the other emails related to anybody else. They're only going to release the emails related to John Gruden. So it looks like John Gruden is going to be the sacrificial lamb, and whoever else was in those emails, it could have been anybody. It could have been Jerry Jones. It could have been Art Rooney. It could have been one of the Maras or the Tishes that own the New York Giants. It could have been a whole bunch of people, because you got to figure that 650,000 emails, even in a 10-year period, you're not going to send 650,000 emails between two people. That's just ridiculous. So you got to figure that some of those emails are involve other people, not just John Gruden. I have to let you know the views and opinions expressed here are exclusively those of myself and R. Kelly Media Enterprises, LLC, and are not those of my advertisers or anyone who works for my show. Once again, the views and opinions expressed here are exclusively those of myself and R. Kelly Media Enterprises, LLC, which is the parent company of the Ron Kelly Show, and are not those of my advertisers or my support team. Shout out to my people on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry if you called in, I didn't see you. I'll try to keep an eye on you guys. And I'm probably not going to play too many drops, but we'll get, you know, I'm here. I'll just have to put you on another screen next week. Anyway, shout out to Ronald McCready. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for participating in the Ron Kelly nonsense. And shout out to our sponsor. The Ron Kelly Show right now is being sponsored by Amica & Porterfield. For 40 whole years, Amica & Porterfield has provided safe, reliable transportation to and from your workplace, medical transportation, schools, churches, you name it, they can do it. I'll talk more about them a little bit later on in the broadcast. So welcome everybody and all, you know, so, and you see, so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, it's almost 10 minutes past the hour. Shout out to my peoples over at, shout out to Lenny Brooks. Happy birthday, my brother, Lenny Brooks, one of my team over at Fume Cigar Bar. I haven't smoked a cigar in a couple of days, so I was really like fighting this cold off. I think I feel well enough to try today, so I'll probably pop over there a little bit later on after the show is over and go hang with my peoples and watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers destroyed Philadelphia Eagles. Anyway, I shouldn't be talking about that. But anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. So you got to figure that the 650,000 emails. Well, there's a couple things. Let me just back up a little bit. There's a couple things that gives me pause to be suspicious. And the one thing is, out of those 650,000 emails, they're only releasing the emails that have something to do with John Gruden. And you got to figure that out of those 650,000 emails, they didn't trade them back and forth, even after 10 years. Yeah, so you figure they'd have, they have to send 65,000 emails to each other a year in order to reach that $650,000 mark, which seems preposterous. So there's some stuff here. There's a smoking gun, if you will. There's a smoking gun in here with this thing with the NFL. You know, but I spoke a little bit earlier about the Rooney Rule. And the Rooney Rule, as I said earlier, says that each team, when there's a head coaching vacancy, each team has to at least interview a minority candidate. And so, but it doesn't bind the team to anything. So the team can interview a minority candidate. Wow. That's interesting. So somebody, I'm not even going to give this person, somebody from YouTube. Wow, interesting. So I'm not going to give this person any airplay, but somebody from YouTube left a very nasty message on my YouTube page. If you want to see it, just pop over to YouTube and put the Ron Kelly Show in the search engine, and the show will pop up, and then you'll be able to see, if you care to, see the filthy language that the filthy white man left on my sent a message through YouTube. That's if you want to see. Just disgusting. But see, so, you know, it just goes to show how racist and how racism still, despite the cutesy commercials on NFL, despite the, you know, the reaction and like John Gruden, for example, they took him off the Ring of Honor. John Gruden was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won their first Super Bowl about 16 years ago. And John Gruden was in the Ring of Honor. You know, each team has a little Ring of Honor where they honor. It's not the, it's not the big dance, but every team has a Ring of Honor where they put, you know, people, you know, teams put the people that they felt were important to their success, they put them in a Ring of Honor. And they removed John Gruden's name from the Ring of Honor. You know, and I think it's just fake, phony, and fraudulent what the NFL is doing. I just think it's fake and phony, because how many black head coaches are there in the NFL? One. How many executives? I think there's two. And you're talking about a league with a 70 to 75% African American workforce. Because everybody knows that the NFL would not be what it is if it were not for African American athletes, those circus catchers and the edge rushers. You know, maybe not the offensive linemen. They're mostly and I don't want to get into the race thing. But the NFL would not be the NFL if it were not for African Americans. I think we all know that. So it's 15 minutes past the hour. Yes, somebody sent a really nasty message on on YouTube, a really filthy message somebody sent. Basically what it says is, kill all black people. I hope they burn in hell. And see, this is, you know, people try to blame Donald Trump, for example. And I'll get into this a little bit later on after the break. I'll take a quick break and I'll come right back with more. But people try to put this on Donald Trump. This isn't on Donald Trump. These people were around long before Donald Trump was even born, if you can believe that. But what we will do is we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of the show, everybody. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed, I am the man. What a news cycle this is. This guy has got to go. Trump has got to go.
George Floyd snuffed out by this police officer who's supposed to be serving and protecting people.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, God, .com, and broadcasting live on Facebook and YouTube. And for the person that left a nasty message on YouTube, you can call into the radio show. It's 646-668-2838. I'm sure you are a coward, but... Let's see how much of a coward you are. You can call into the radio show. I'll engage with you. 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. And for my regular audience who are watching the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, you can shoot over to YouTube. You can shoot over to YouTube and and put the Ron Kelly Show in the search engine, and this show live and in living color will pop up, and then you'll be able to see the filth that this obvious filthy white man decided to put on my feed. And not to say all white people are filthy. No, it's not to say that. But this particular one definitely is. Okay, everybody, it's 17 minutes past the hour. So what the NFL is doing is window dressing, because you still don't have the black executive. You're still the minority coaches. I think that Mike Tomlin is the only one, the only black coach, head coach in the NFL. I believe it's Mike Tomlin. Anthony Lynn was one of them last year, but they fired him. And Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
And see, that stuff bothers me about the NFL. Now, I enjoy the NFL. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, I don't absolve Jerry Jones, for example, of any wrongdoing, because he might be on there too. I mean, you don't know. You don't say. You just do not know. He could be on there too. So the NFL basically has been doing window dressing, and they have been trying to appease the black players, because they know that, you know, the black players are the bread and butter of the NFL. Those teams would not be, those owners would not be rich if it were not for the African-Americans. And I'm not saying that the other ethnic groups don't contribute to the success of the NFL. But overall, as you see, when you look at the defense, they're all African-Americans, the whole defense. You know, the defensive backs and the, you know, the edge rushers, the linebackers, all the whole defense is black when you look at the NFL team. Any one of them, the whole defense is black because of the athleticism of black athletes. Who at 290 pounds are able to track down a running back. You know, nobody else can do that but us. You know, and I'm not trying to be a racist. I'm not saying that white folks don't contribute to the NFL, but overwhelmingly because of the workforce, you see 70%, 75% African-Americans play in the NFL. And the NFL, I mean, let's just face the facts. The NFL wouldn't be what it is if it were not for African-American athletes. So, you know, so some of us are teams, like some of us are fans of teams like the New York Giants, for example, have a large African-American audience, a large African-American fan base. Never had a black starting quarterback. Never. In their whole history. The New York Giants have never had a starting black quarterback. They had Quincy Carter a few years ago. They had Geno Smith, who was just a fill-in when Eli Manning got hurt. But the New York Giants, as much as black folks love them Giants, the New York Giants have never had an African-American starting quarterback. Never. Ever. So why do you think that is? The New York Giants have never had a black head coach. Never. Never. Now, Patrick Graham is the assistant. They've dallied a couple, you know, with black coordinators, but never a black head coach. Never. So why do you think that is? So, you know, so we're fans of some of these teams who've never had a minority head coach. Never. But we, you know, we wear their gear and we put their stuff on and we parade around. And I'm a Giant fan. I'm a Cowboy fan. And we really don't know the history of these teams. Now, Jerry Jones is a smart man. He's a businessman. And he, you know, he embraces the black players, pays some of them too much, which in the case of a couple of them. So I don't know if Jerry Jones is a businessman. I don't know if he can say that Jerry Jones is right. But, you know, all across the NFL, I see this stuff going on. So, I mean, I would love to be able to flip through those emails, the 650,000 emails that are not going to be released. The NFL has already said they're not going to release those emails. So that's that. All right, everybody, it's 21 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. And you're watching, listening to, I can't believe that somebody put this nasty message on my feed. Shout out to my Block Talk Radio listeners who are on right now. 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. For filthy racist who put that message on my YouTube stream, feel free to call into the radio show, 646-668-2838. There's about 37 minutes left to the program. Shout out to Lenny Brooks. Happy birthday, Lenny Brooks, one of our troopers over at Fume. Congratulations to you, brother, another year. Wish you many, many more. Okay, I was supposed to have I'm not sure what happened with this guest. Who was supposed to be on the Ron Kelly show today. And it happens, you know, that's one of the things I hate about radio, that people, sometimes you'll invite somebody, they'll agree to come on, and then when it's time for them to come on, they don't come on. And it's kind of, but you got to be professional about it. You don't want to kick the person's back in, you know. Is that what I'm doing? I mean, you don't want to kick the person's back in. You want to, you know, you... yeah, I mean, you don't want to talk about the person or anything like that. So, you know. That's always annoying, you know, when people do that kind of stuff where they, it would have been Michael Cavicanti. And see, I don't invite people the second time. Like, I invite you once. If you don't show up, then you're dead to me. So that's it. Shout out to Lamont Gates, real spiritual talk, I believe it is, on YouTube. So shout out to people on Blog Talk Radio. Haven't heard from you guys in a while. 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. So the NFL, something, you know, most dudes can identify with. And they put the kibosh on anything else. That's what somebody put on. That message right there that's on the screen right now, that's what somebody put on my Facebook, on my YouTube feed. Kill all black people. I hope they blow up. And see, and you know, let me tell you, people, this country, as much as we like to believe that, you know, we all going to stand in a circle in front of the campfire and sing Kumbaya, that's just not going to happen. And see, and people, you know, attribute this to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump just, like, released the Kraken, so to speak. Donald Trump gave the people a voice, because it wasn't, and it's still not really like fashionable, especially if you're somebody who's in a position. I mean, as John Gruden. So if you're somebody who's in a position and you got something to lose, then those are the people who really who won't say anything. You see, because racism is everywhere. It could be the person that you. The person, you know, where I work at, like, I'm one of the only black people there. So I don't know who to trust where I work. You don't know what they're saying about you when you walk, when you walk away after you wash up in the washroom and leave the room. You don't know what's being said, you know. So, and the racism is everywhere, and you don't know who to trust. So with that, you know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't hide from it. And the people who have something to lose will keep their mouth shut, you know, like John Gruden should have. He had a lot to lose, 10-year, $100 million contract, gone after 4 years. I wonder how much of that money was guaranteed. Anyway, shout out to my brother, Albert Vega. Ron, my brother, don't even step to his level. You're better than that. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to. Thank you, Albert Vega. Albert Vega, dywildmusicradio.com. Albert Vega, a.k.a. DJ Tiny, putting it on for you Wednesdays, I believe it is. Go to his page. Vega Albert, go to his page, and you'll get all the information that you need to start, get your weekend started right. Okay, people, in the radio business, even that kind of message, I mean, somebody heard you. That's all you want, is somebody to hear you. So in the radio business, when you're doing, you know, even in the DJ business, you want somebody to hear you. So even with that nasty message, you know, I can still kind of not appreciate it, but I can still kind of say, okay, well, somebody heard me. Because that's what you want. You want somebody to hear you 28 minutes past the hour. I think I missed somebody on the phone. Okay. Yeah, 28 minutes past the hour. Of course I'm not going to stoop to his level, brother. Because I'm bigger than that, and I'm better than that, absolutely. But the racism is still here. I don't think that every white person is racist. I don't believe that. I do believe that there are people who don't see color. I believe that there are white folks who don't see color, white folks who are not racist. I live in a mostly white town in Montclair, New Jersey, and as I drive around and get around, or I see a lot of Black Lives Matter signs and lawn signs in people's lawns. Black Lives Matter flags flying, and that doesn't necessarily mean that this is the white neighborhood that black folks are living there, but I see a lot of Black Lives Matter signs and flags in my town, which is like 89% white. So I don't believe that all white folks are racist, but I do believe that, because Trump didn't start this. This was already going. When Trump came down that golden escalator at Trump Tower and talked about Mexicans and how filthy they are and how diseased they are, that's what started it. So those white supremacists, those folks who have been meeting out in the woods, said, hey, here's our savior. Because guess what? When Trump went to the CPAC conference, that's the Conference of Conservatives and people like that, when Trump went to that CPAC conference and Trump tried to tell people to take the vaccine, they booed him. They booed Trump, you know. And I'll get to that in a minute about the vaccine, boy, because, wow. And I finally heard something on the radio, on Black Talk Radio, that I'm going to share with you guys. And in just a few minutes. Anyway, it's 30 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show live on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on YouTube and Facebook Live as well. Shout out to my Facebook folks who partake in the Ron Kelly Show every week. I appreciate you guys. They don't say that enough in this business, but I do appreciate you. And I'm sorry that the guests did not show, but it happens. I mean, to people like me anyway, it happens. It does happen where sometimes people just don't show up for whatever reason, and they don't tell you they're not going to show up. So it happens, but, you know, it's okay. You guys are still here anyway, 29 minutes before the hour. So take another quick break, and I'll come back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Thank you. Okay, everybody, the Ron Kelly Show is being brought to you by the Ron Kelly Show is being brought to you by Amaker, the company, the transportation company, Amaker and Porterfield. You can, for 40 years, I'm just recovering from like a really nasty cold, but anyway, as long as it wasn't COVID, I'm happy. As long as it wasn't COVID. This portion of the Ron Kelly Show is being brought to you by Amaker and Porterfield. Amaker and Porterfield for 40 years or four decades, Amaker and Porterfield has been providing safe, reliable transportation to and from your destination, schools, churches, medical, you name it, they can do it. So give them a shout, 908-753-6423. I believe that's the phone number, 908-753-6423, located at 307 Arlington Avenue in the great Queen City of Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, don't fret about that. They can, you know, just because they're in Plainfield doesn't mean they can't come to Newark or Patterson or Jersey City, whatever the case may be. You just have to get with them and see. 908-753-6423, 908-753-6423. This portion of the Ron Kelly Show is being brought to you by Amaker and Porterfield Transportation. Okay, it's 27 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on Facebook and YouTube, where somebody sent me a filthy message on somebody sent a nasty message, but it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's like my brother Albert Vega says, Ron, my brother, don't even step to his level. You're better than that. Yes, I am. And then again, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. When you're doing radio or whatever the case may be, you know, even if somebody doesn't like you or they send a nasty message, it's fine because they had to see you in order to send that message. So it's all good in the hood. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm reading the paper this stuff. So I'm hearing about this police officer in New York who killed her girlfriend the girlfriend, but she wound up killing the friend of the girlfriend. So anyway, so they had just broke up. This is a female thing. They had just broke up, and the female, the spurned lover, happened to be a police officer, New York City NYPD. And so she broke into her ex-girlfriend's house, waited for her, and then when she came home with the new girl, she shot both of them. You see, and you never know what situations people are leaving. You know, you have to be careful. It's not funny, but you have to be careful because you don't know what situation the person might have been in. Because they'd be like, oh, he ain't going to do nothing. Oh, he's a punk. And then next you know, you got bullets flying past your head. So, because women are quick to say that, oh, he won't do nothing. Oh, he's nothing. He's nothing. He won't do nothing. He's soft, whatever. But you don't ever know what's going to make a person, you never know what's going to set a person off. You don't know. You know what I mean? You don't never know what is going to set a person off. So you have to be careful getting with people. You have to be careful who you get with, what situation they leave in. You know, I always ask, how long has it been since you've been in a relationship? She said, if it's less than 6 months, you know, I'm never going to come to your house, you know. But you just have to ask questions. See, I'm sure that poor girl didn't think that she was going to get killed by a New York City police officer. That's why she's supposed to be protected and serving. I'm pretty sure she didn't realize that. But as it turned out, she was killed because the police officer ambushed her. So you never know what situation you're jumping into when you're getting into these relationships and stuff like that with these women or, you know, or with men. You know, you just never know. All right, everybody, it's 23 minutes before the hour, and you're watching, listening to, partaking of the Ron Kelly Show. Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, all over the place. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And so I'm looking forward to finding out what's in the rest of those emails. I'd usually talk about like politics and stuff like that, but you know, I don't even want to get into it because I don't even really want to get into that. Okay, there's somebody in the chat on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. I really don't even want to get into it because it's so annoying, you know, to even talk about politics and what's going on in Washington, D.C. and the debt ceiling and, I used to like watch the news all the time, but now it's just overwhelming. It gives me a headache. So I just don't really even watch it anymore because it's about the debt ceiling. It's about COVID. It's about the $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan. It's about the $1.5 trillion reconstruction. I mean, you just almost like, oh man, I'm just getting seasick of watching this stuff. And there's no end in sight. You know, because like I said, when anytime the United States ever has to set up a budget, they have to borrow the money. The United States doesn't have, like, let's say, for example, the $3.5 trillion. They don't have $3.5 trillion, but somebody will loan it to us, you know. So that's why the debt of the United States debt is going on $30 trillion. They're never going to be able to pay that back. They're never going to be able to pay that back. And the debt ceiling was created so that we would have something to stop us from raising, from incurring more debt. So all we do is just raise the debt ceiling, and you know, because we got to borrow the money because we can't default on our bills, because if the United States of America ever defaults on its bill, it's going to have a cascade effect, and the whole world is going to go into financial hell. So it's important that the United States is able to pay its bills. So, just unbelievable. Anyway, just incredible what's going on in the United States government right now. All right, everybody, 20 minutes before the hour. One more. I think I'm going to take one more. I'm going to take one more break. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll take one more break. And we'll wrap this thing up in just a few minutes. The Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Block Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook Live. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Shout out to people. Shout out to Thelma, who just texted me and wanted to know if I was yawning. No, not quite, but thanks for picking up on that. No, not quite.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, not quite. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. So let me check in messages. It's the Ron Kelly show. Shout out to my niece, Tina Turner, who sent me a heart. Lamont Gates also as well. I can't see. Okay. Okay. And shout out to the people who are watching the Ron Kelly show on YouTube. I can see that. And I can see the people who are watching the Ron Kelly show on Facebook. Appreciate you guys for checking a brother out on on YouTube. Anyway, everybody, it's 17 minutes before the hour. I'm starving. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where this thing is going to go. This John Gruden, oh God, he needs to go. But the NFL hasn't done anything to address the disparity between people who they haven't done anything to address the, you know, what goes on in the NFL. And the other thing, too, is that, again, Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job, and he's still young enough to play. I mean, Brady's playing at going on 45. I mean, Brady's pretty good at his age. I give him that, too. But he must be taking something. But anyway, so Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. So I think that the NFL is being disingenuous with this Rooney Rule that doesn't really do anything. It hasn't helped some really good offensive and defensive coordinators from getting a job. It hasn't helped them get a job. You know what I'm saying? It hasn't helped them to get a job. A lot of these guys are still, unable to get a job 16 minutes before the hour. And this is a team, you know, a thing that we love, all of us love, football. I do too. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying, like, and see, what happens with black folks is we accept a lot of stuff, but, you know, we get mad. See, with George Floyd, we should have kept our foot on the gas with George Floyd. We should have kept our foot on the gas. See, what we'll do, I mean, we had Stacey Abrams and all of these people. You know, we were able to get two Democratic senators voted in. I mean, all of this stuff, we, you know, the money that was being given. See, we should have put our foot on the gas with George Floyd. We should have kept protesting because all it was that the George Floyd situation had been solved, for lack of a better word, and the Minneapolis police officer went to prison for a long time. You know, so but that didn't end the struggle. That didn't end the struggle. You know. That didn't end the struggle. And somebody's trying to call me. So that didn't end the struggle. So we should have kept our foot on the gas with the George Floyd thing. But what happened? Once we were satisfied, we got that temporary satisfaction. The police officer went to prison. And that was it. See, because we react. Black folks react to stuff. You know, we react. And we don't plan. We just react. And and
And what happened was we didn't keep our foot on the gas as far as like George Floyd. We should have kept protesting. We should have kept getting out there. We should have kept going. But we didn't do that. We didn't do that. And what eventually happened was that we took our foot off the gas and we went back. We got satisfied. We got what we wanted. We wanted a conviction. We got that conviction. And then we just went on back to whatever it was that we were doing. When we should have kept our foot on the gas, we should have kept protesting. We should have kept civil disobedience. We should have kept disrupting things. But we didn't do that. You know? See, because black folks, I think, could probably be in a much better position than we're in if we just kept our foot on the gas. Yeah. The white folks know, the powers that be, they know how to get us. Okay, let's lock this guy up so that we'll all go back home and be quiet. And that's what happened. That's what happened. The police officer went to prison. But it didn't stop. It didn't stop the young man, paraplegic man, from being dragged out of his car the other day. It didn't stop that. It didn't stop the hundreds or thousands of examples of police brutality that take place against black folks all across this country every day. So it didn't stop nothing. George Floyd, the police officer who killed George Floyd, went to prison, but it didn't stop anything. It didn't stop anything because black folks are still being stopped, pulled over, driving while black, still being disrespected by the white police officers. Still, George Floyd didn't do nothing. The prosecution of that police officer did nothing to slow down, to stop or even slow down police brutality in this country. It still goes on every single day. You know, I mean, this, imagine hundreds of examples where there's nobody around. It might be in the middle of the night, you know, and there's nobody around to film it. Nobody around with a camera, you know, on their phone. Or nobody around with a smartphone, whatever you want to call it. And so this stuff takes place day after day, year after year, hundreds of times a day probably. And George Floyd's death didn't stop that. It's still going on. So, you know, if we're ever going to... I'm not going to say that we're never going to have change in America because we could have change in America if we put our pedal to the metal. But you better believe there's white supremacists and there's folks out there in the woods that are training themselves for what they believe is going to be a war between minorities and white folks. And these people, trust me, believe, these people actually believe BS that they're thinking. They believe that this is their country. They believe that that minorities are going to take over and take everything away from them. They believe this stuff. It's not like, you know, I mean, they are 100% bought into this stuff. And they believe that minorities are going to take over. They believe that this is their country, and they believe they have a right to fight. Believe me, they're out there, and they ain't going to stay out there forever. They're out there. There's white folks, militias. Militias are real. They're out there, and they're out there training for guerrilla warfare that they believe that they're going to have with black folks and Hispanics. So, yeah, everything is cool right now. There's really nothing going on. But you see little peaks, little things, if you're paying any attention, you see little indicators that white folks are not going to sit back forever. At some point, they're going to come out, and not all, but at some point, they're going to come out, and who are they going to be looking for? Me and you, if you're a minority. So I'm not saying that black folks need to go and arm themselves or anything like that. I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater. But trust and believe. There are people out there who believe that this country belongs to them. They believe that minorities and are going to take over the country and ruin the country. They believe this stuff. And it could be somebody you work with. It could be somebody that you say good morning to every day at work. They seem like, hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, and and in their mind, they've got their scope on you, on the back of your head. So these people are here. This thing is real. I don't mean to be so repetitive or redundant, but these things are real. These people are out here. These people are out here, and they are looking. And hey, how you doing, Ms. Ross? Yeah, thanks. Yes, I do still have my show. Thank you so much for that. Yes, I do still have my show. So these people are out here. So be aware. If you go to the amusement park or the casino or wherever they play, wherever you go, the mall, whatever, just be aware. I mean, don't be afraid, but be aware. When I go to the mall, when I go to the movies or whatever, I am being observant. Because I don't want to be a statistic. And these people are out here. You never know when they're going to pop off. So when I walk out my door, believe you me, I'm aware of everything that's going on around me. But you don't know when these people are going to show up. And it's coming. You know, they're going to come out of those woods and they're going to be looking for minorities. So everybody pay attention. Definitely pay attention. It's 6 minutes before the hour. Pay attention. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else is going to happen with the emails. This is hotter than Hillary's emails. These emails that allegedly belong to the emails that allegedly belong to John Gruden. And again, the NFL is keeping the wraps on the emails except for the ones that John Gruden wrote. Those are the only ones that they're releasing. They're holding on to everything else. So we're going to see what's going to happen with this. Because I do believe that there's other faces, big names. It could be Jerry Jones. It could be the Maras and the Tishes. It could be Khan. It could be Miami Dolphins. I mean, it could be any of those, David Tepper. It could be any of those owners. It could be any of those owners who may be involved in this conspiracy with John Gruden. But again, there's lots of, I tell you, I mean, yeah, they're paying the brothers a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. They're getting paid. But they're paying them because they're nothing without them. They're paying them because they have to pay them. They're paying these people because they have to. They're paying our people because they have to. They know they have to try to appease black folks in order to keep them happy and playing football. So it's 3.5 minutes before the hour. I want to thank everybody for checking me out. Apologize to my guests. You did not. Actually, I'm not even supposed to mention it. So we'll see you back here in another edition of the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. So until then, all I say it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. We may not have it all together, but together we can still have it all. Pay attention. Pay attention. You go out your door, pay attention. Watch what's going on. Because, I mean, this militia and all of this stuff, believe me, they're out there. And they believe that we don't have a right to be here, just like we believe that we do have a right to be here. They believe it. They swear by it. just like this message that somebody sent to me, that message somebody sent to me, kill all black people. I hope they, you know, not to, but I'm saying that this stuff is real. These people are real. This is no joke, you know, because at some point they're going to stop talking. At some point they're going to stop hiding. At some point they're going to come out. You go to the range. I go to the range every now and then. They got these giant sized rifles. You can shoot somebody from 400 yards. And I'm like, whoa, why do you need that? Because they're not coming in the door. They'll shoot us from the outside. But yeah, that's the message that somebody sent to me through YouTube. Because you can't trace them through Facebook. But anyway, everybody, a minute and a half left of the show. Thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate you. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the often imitated but never ever duplicated Kelly Show. So I'm out of here. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next week. Shout out to my sponsor, Amica and Porterfield Transportation. Thank you for your support. And I think I'm going to be out of here. Peace.